isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 15 kuNhlangula 2018. Ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngithe mina ngiyaphuma ukuba yi-presidential candidate. Sengikhulile. Ngithe mina ijaha leli ngizalisekela nje ukuze sikhuphe udubo olukhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Umongameli webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa udanise iningi labasekeli bakhe ngokungangeni ukukhetho lokudinga umongameli lwalonyaka.
Ngathi nje ngamafutshane iyangitshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ipolitics ikhale njengendlela yokuthola imali yokudla. Yikho okunye kwamaphathi amaningi la esiwabonayo amanye lapho.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi lanxa bebaningi abaphumelele ukubhalisa ukuncintisa ezikhundleni zikamongameli. Umncintiswano uqobo phakathi kwababili uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa weMDC Alliance lo uMnumzana Emerson Nangagwa weZANU PF. Kuhoza Friday lamuhla silomculi okhanya iphumelela kakhulu ngezansi ye-Afrika ubekezela nkomo odabuka eWilonki eGwanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli webandla lezaphu uMnumzana Dumiso Dabengwa udanise iningi labasekeli bakhe ngokungangeni kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lwalonyaka esithi ibandla lakhe likhethe ukusekela umkhokheli womanyano we-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Ubathabile Masuku sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Udabengwa obekhangelele ukufaka amaphepha akhe edalele nomination court izolo uthi kenza ngalokho ngoba inkokheli yezaphu ihlale phansi yavumelana lenkokheli ye-MDC Alliance ukuthi bazasekela uChamisa, njalo i-MDC Alliance idedele ibandla lezaphu kwezinye indawo bengancintisi. Udabengwa wethule lesi saziso emhlanganweni lentatheli zindaba owenzelwe emahofisini akhe koBulawayo.
Esiloku sixoxa lenhlanganiso eziningi. UChamisa ubuye kathathu edinga ukuthi ahlangane lami khona lapha koBulawayo ukuthi sixoxe ngokuthi kambe kungenziwani. Sahlala phansi kwangathi siyavumelana. Bavumelana ngezinto eziningi. Kwasala ezinye izinto esasifisa ukuthi zilungiswe. Okunjengokuthi sibe lezihlalo abangasoze basiphikise khona. Yikho okwenze izolo ukuthi sesikhangela ukuthi sesivumelana lamajaha la awe-MDC Alliance. Sibeke phansi ethu induku sathi sesiza sisekela uChamisa.
Wengeze ethi abangenanga kumanyana we-MDC Alliance lokhe belibandla elizimeleyo.
Asijoinangi MDC Alliance. Siyizaphu. Sizabe ngena ekhethweni lolo siyizaphu.
Ulandule uDabengwa ukuthi uthenjiswe isihlalo seSenate ethi usekhulile njalo usefisa ukuyaphumula.
Ngiyaphuma ukuba yi-presidential candidate. Sengikhulile. Kumnyaka ozayo ngoDisemba ngiyabe ngitshaya i-8 years. Ngithe mina ijaha leli ngizalisekela nje ukuze sikhuphe udubo olukhona lapha eZimbabwe.
Unkosikazi Disang Nare, omunye wabazancintisa ukuba lilunga ledale lephalamende, uthi uyajabula ngesinqumo esithethwe libandla lakhe.
Thina njengezaphu, we are very happy ngedecision ayithetheyo, ngoba vele izaphu yiphathi yeZimbabwe. Abantu abakhokheli bezaphu bakhangela iwelfare yabantu, abakhangeli iwelfare yabo bodwa.
Unobhala jikelele wezaphu uMnumzana Strike Mkandla uthe ibandla lilabantu abangaphezu kwamathumi ayisitshiyagalombili abafuna ukuba ngamalunga edalele parliamente.
Now ama candidates ke abengenile ku list yethu abe phakathi kwe 85 le 90.
Inani labazancintisa esikhundleni sikamongameli welizwe lifika kwabangamachumi amabili lantathu i-23 okungokwakuqala embalini yelizwe leZimbabwe ukuthola inani eliphezulu kangaka lababheke lesi sikhundla. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula izombusazwe zithi lanxa bebaningi abaphumelele ukubhalisa ukuncintisa esikhundleni sikamongameli edalele nominations court, umncintiswano uqobo phakathi kwababili umnumzana Nelson Chamisa we-MDC Alliance lomnumzana Emerson Nangagwa we-ZANU-PF. Abanye njalo bathi kodwa unkosazana Thokozani Khupho elinye lamacele e-MDCT lonkosikazi Joyce Mujuru we-People's Rainbow Party bangaba yingozi enkulu kumongameli Mnangagwa lomnumzana Chamisa. Umevis Kama usethulela lolu daba.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zichaza uMakhuphe lonkosikazi Mjuru njengabantu abangena kulolu khetho ngenjongo yokuphindisela abakwenziwa inkokheli yabo, ngakho bezobangela ukwehla kwamavoti kuChamisa loMnangagwa. Enye yalezi ngcwethi ngumnumzana Bekezela Gumbo oyisiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute, ZDI.
Ngathi nje ngamafitshane isitiliyane sitshengisela ukuthi eZimbabwe ipolitics isikhalwe njengendlela yokuthola imali yokudla. Yikho okunye kwamaphathi amaningi la esiwabonayo amanye la.
Ugumbo uthi kodwa makangakhangelelwa phansi amabandla akhokhelwa ngabesifazane.
Omama laba abayithula baba-angry ngabantu abazondileyo, yikho sibabona bekhona elistini khonaphana. Ngabantu abangayenza kube lo mphumela, abangakwazi ukutshintsha silo mphumela ngendlela ephezulu kakhulu.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uthi lanxa ebona ukhetho luzaba nzima, umncintiswano oqinileyo uzokuba phakathi kukaChamisa loMnangagwa, kodwa labo benamaphutha amaningi eqala ngokulandisa akaMnangagwa.
Ungakhangela ubethembise into eziningi ikakhulu ukuthi yena inotho izathuthuka phansi wakhe. Wathembisa njalo ukuthi ngemva kwe 100 days into eziningi ziza ke zitshintshe, kodwa akula nguquko esiyibonileyo.
UChamisa umsola ngendlela aziphatha ngayo kwesinye isikhathi.
Ezinto azikhulumayo khanya njengani ungamnceda nxa engakufaka ngenye indlela. Inkulumo yakhe ngezinye izikhathi kuluduba kakhulu, kuze kube futhi indaba yokuthi sokulabantu abaningi abakhononayo especially ama candidates. Kungaba yi-weakness ibili nxa kuyikuthi sebehluleke ukuthi balungise indaba leyo yokuthi wola abantu abakhonona kakhulu ukuthi abakwanisanga ukuthi bangene kunomination njengama-MP kumbe amakhansela.
Ingcwethi eziningi zithi kaziboni amanye amabandla ephuma ku-MDC Alliance ngoba iningi lawo engelabantu abaningi abangabumba ubukhokheli bezigaba loba iziqindi njengalokho okukumabandla amabili ezombusazwe iZANU-PF le-MDCT. Iningi lazo zithi akumangalisi ukuba uhulumende osembusweni kamongameli Mnangagwa elesandla kulokhu kwanda kwabazancintisa kukhetho lukamongameli. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevisi Gama.
Ngokusenjalo ukhetho lwalonyaka lulenkulungwane zabantu abazancintisa okulinani elingakaze libonakale lokhu ilizwe lathola uzibuse. Ukhetho lwedluleyo luka-2013 kwakulabalichumi kuphela abazancintisa ukhetho lokudinga umongameli, kodwa lonyaka kulaba ngamachumi amabili lantathu. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba uChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Cassius Jays Simana Mpofu.
Lokhu kuyamangalisa ngelizweni elincane njengelakithi. Ngendlela kutshengisa ukuthi ipolitics abantu bayithathela phansi, abawazi into ebulala elizwe into evusilizwe. Ngoba ngathi abanye abantu laphana bangena okokudlala bakho sikasibe bathunyiwe akuzwisiseki into eyenzakala laphana, i-freedom yabo, i-constitution yabavumela. Kodwa hayi, kusuka kungasiniki ithemba ekuthini into efuna abantu ingenzakala na mayinto zimikanje ukudlala nje okwenziwayo lokho
njengoba siyabona ukuthi kubhadalwa imali engange $1,000 kulo muntu angaphonga uyidlalisa yini imali enjalo
angithi baleyo kwesinye isikhathi yayo ingaphuma esikhwameni sakhe imali evela kulabo abamthumayo ukuthi hayi ngena lawe kwesinye isikhathi ungathola abantu abayi-trade bengawunselelana ibanjala umthola abayi-trade bengawunselelana babe ngabakho imali enjalo so basemsebenzini abantu labo babhadele bona ukuthi bezinto ezinjengaleyo babhadalelwa ukuthi bangene endaweni enjaleyo ngoba iqiniso likhona ukuthi abanye bangikhona vele abekho kupolitics ukuthi ngabantu abangabonakaliyo ngabantu abavela amazwe ukuthiwa kuyavota amazwe abo mnenziwa labana labanye bakhe laba kuye kuyamangala ukuthi bazivela kuphi bona ubonakala sebe khona ngesikhathi samaletini bayedlula amaletini asoziphindizwe ngabo futhi noma one day sebeholile sebenzile kodwa befuna ukwenza okubi futhi okungaphathisi ilizwe nakancane
ubona ungani bakhona yini abanye abangasethusa lathi simangale sesibona impumela yokhetho
angeke kwenzakale bajovotelwa ngabangane lezihlobo zabo kuphela ngoba angeke bavotelwa ngabantu abangabaziyo abangazi bababone ababonakali laba abantu laba ngesikhathi sokukhampeni ababonakali labantu laba ngesikhathi izinto zithule ngokuthi ukuthi akuleyo bhosini kabani kuleyo bhosini kabani bakhokhona ababani lathini ngabantu abavelayo so baleqinya be abangane lezihlobo abanatha labo utshwala kumbe mhlawumbe abadlala nabo abahlangana abendaweni ezithini abaze bavotela kodwa ngeqiniso awukabo abakwenzayo nje ukuchithela abantu isikhathi straight lokho akulanto ebile ngqondo abayenzayo ezokuphuma lapho
lo ngumnumzana Cassius J Simana Mpofu ingcwethi ecobungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-South Africa. Idale lokubhalisa abafika ukuncintisa abafisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lalonyaka lokudinga amakansela ele-nomination court lihlale izolo eBulawayo City Council Chambers lathola ama-nomination form angamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amane lasifica umunye munye kwaphumelela abangamakhulu amathathu lamachumi amathathu lesithupha kwehluleka abalichumi lantathu. Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
UBulawayo wamukela inani labenelise ukungenisa amaphepha abo okuncintisa kukhetho ngemibono ehlukeneyo. Ngokwakuqala eZimbabwe ilizwe lokhe laba lokhetho lithola uzibuse ukuba lenani eliphezulu kangaka labantu abafuna ukuncintisa kukhetho lwalonyaka. Isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo umnumzana Alec Ndlovu uthi okwenzakala lonyaka ngumhlola
vele kuyamangalisa into eyenzakala lonyaka kayijwayelekanga umhlaba wonke kakukho kungumhlola
evumelana loNdlovu osakhulayo uSoni Jemaine uthe kukhombisa ukukhululeka kwezombusazwe
kuyatshengisa sibili ukuthi abantu balesivumelo ukuthi bangakhona ukufaka ibizo labo phambili ukuthi umuntu laloba ngubani usengasukuma athi yena uyazinikela ukuba ngumongameli yiyo idemokhrasi yona leyo okubi ngakhonokho yikuthi yeyi abantu bakhona baningi.
Esinye isakhamuzi sakoBulawayo unkosikazi Sarah Mpofu Sibanda uthi kuhle abantu sebekhululekile kodwa ilizwe elincane njengeZimbabwe libe lenani elikhulu kangaka kuyakhahlameza.
Kuhle kakhulu ukuthi kuyakhanya ukuthi abantu sebekhululekile ukuthi bengene ezikhundleni kodwa ke mphinde ngithi for ilizwe elincinyane elingangeZimbabwe ukuthi ngeqiniso sibe lenani elikhulu kangaka kusuka kungani kuyasikhahlameza ngoba siyazibuza ukuthi kungabe kuyikuthi kumayilana lomsebenzi kumbe kumayilana le lokudla.
Osakhulayo wakoBulawayo uLoretta Moyo uthi lokhu kuveza ukuba abantu bafuna inguquko.
Lokhu mbonisa ukuthi abantu bafuna inguquko. People abantu vele sebe ready ukuthi baguqule ilizwe leZimbabwe from where we were.
Idale elikade libhalisa amalunga edale lephalamende kobulawayo lokhe lisaphakathi kokufeza umsebenzi okwamanje imibiko ephumayo ithi kulabantu abedlula amakhulu amabili abayenelise ukungenisa amaphepha abo ukuthi isiqinti semagwegwe silabantu abangamachumi amabili lasikhombisa abafuna ukuncintisela isikhundla sinye osekuthiye abantu bezibuza imibuzo engelampendulo. IZimbabwe isifike esibangeni esiphezulu samalungiselelo okhetho olwenziwa ngontulikazi mhlaka 30 lonyaka. Ngakwelinye icele abanye basele bekhala ngokuthi bakhutshiwe kuluhlu lokungena ekhethweni kwafakwa abanye ngamabandla abo. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Yebo 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 mthwakazo omuhle. Belikwazi na ukuthi umsakazo weStudio 7 usulohlelo lwezindaba ekuseni kusukela ngovulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu. Lingakhuthwa izindaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama. Umagagasi athi 909 medium wave 4930-6040 laku 15460 kHz ku short wave. Lingakhuthwa njalo luhlelo Zimbabwe Today asiqoxeni esilethulela ebulenjini bokuzilibazisa ube Facebook ngokukhasi le VOA Ndebele ngomvulo ngolwesithathu langolwesihlanu kusukela ngo 4:15 pm kusiya ku 5 pm. Lilakho njalo ukusiqhuma ku WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Ngiyaphinda njalo 001-202-465-0318. Ngenani njalo la ku Facebook ngukhasi lethu ele VOA Ndebele.
Bafike phose ikhulu i-99 abafuna ukuncintisa ukhetho lokudinga amalunga idale lephalamende esabelweni seZansi eMandebeleni. Kungenani lokuthi kulezihlalo ezilithumi lantathu kuphela ezibangwayo. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Abantu ababhalisileyo ukuncintisa ngabamabandla athiyeneyo alithumi lasithupha kukanti abayisishiyagalolunye bangene njengamalungu azimele wodwa. Abomanyano MDC Alliance bedlulekile ukufaka umuntu ozamela iNsiza North kukhetho besithi phutha lidalwe libandla lezimpf eliyilo elabelwa lesi sihlalo. Kodwa babili ababhalise phansi kwebandla le-MDCT e-Insiza North okutho ukuthi omunye wabo ngowebandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Egwanda Central balithumelana abazancintisa kukhetho abagoqela amalungu azimeleyo omnumzana Butholezo Mkhwananzi loThandeko Zintimkandla. Umkandlo webandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Jamisa uthi ungene kukhetho ngemva kokuba icelwe nguZulu.
Uze ngime kungathi angizimele ngingazake ngizimele mina ngobana eyami ivoti yinye. Ngakhuthazwa ngacelwa ngabantu kumabandla athiyeneyo khona amanye aphakathi kwe-alliance ukuthi babone ngathi mina ngingaba ngumeli wabo owamukelekayo kubo.
Amanye amabandla abhalise ukuncintisa ukhetho oluzayo abalisa iZanu PF, iMDCT ekhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Kuphe, ZAPU, NPF, APA, UMD, MRP, ZDU, PRC, ZIP, UCA, ANSA, Free Zim Congress, ZPP, GPM, kanye le-RPZ. Ocubungula ngezombusazwe umnumzana Mlamuli Nkomo uthi ukubhidliwa kombuso kwaye ungumongameli uRobert Mugabe kungabe kudale ukukhululeka kwabantu ukuthi bangene kukhetho.
Lukhetho lokuqala lolu olungela umongameli owayebusa uRobert Mugabe. Ngakho lokhu kunikeze ithemba kuZulu ukuthi ubani lobani usengaphatha nanku phela umuntu obencindezela abantu esephumile.
Idale lokwamukela amaphepha laba abazangena ukhetho eGwanda livale ngehola lesithathu emadabukakusa lamhlanje njalo amagetsi acithile kwemizuzo engamathumi amathathu okudala ukusetshenziswa kwezibane zabomakhalekhukhwini. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda Ngingu Albert Ncube.
Live talk lamuhla sikhangela ukwanda kwababhalise ukuncintisa kukhetho lalonyaka lokudinga umongameli, amalunga idale lephalamende kanye lamakhansila. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Leyi Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Amakholwa okholo lwesi-Islam emhlabeni jikelele namhlanje abenanza ukugqiba kwabo isikhathi sokuzila ngokuzincitsha ukudla iseRamadan. Lapho ababa lemkhosi yokunxusa izihlobo labangani kudliwa kunatha kujatshulwa. Abesi-Islam bazila okwensuku ezingamashumi amane bathi ngelanga lokugqiba lesi sikhathi babe lekhefu lokujabulela lokhu. Ngakho umsakazo we-Studio 7 ufisela wonke inhlanganiso e-Oxfam ithi amapholisa akwele France abamba kubi abantwana beziphepheli ezigqotshwe kwele Italy ezivela kuzwekazi le-Africa. Umbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Uhulumende weMelika emanyene lenhlanganiso ye-USAID uthi ulokhu esekela imizamo yelizwe leGhana kanye leNepal eyokulwisana lomkhuhlane wamehlo owe-trachoma kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2006. Uncedo olutholwa yiGhana leNepal lugoqela olwemali kanye lenhlelo ezitshiyeneyo zokulwisana lalo mkhuhlane. Kunyanga edluleyo, uhulumende weMelika kanye lamazwe la athola uncedo ethule umbiko ochaza ukuthi sebewehlulile lomkhuhlane ezibhedlela zikahulumende. Umbiko wabo ubuncomeka ngoba ukhomba ukuthi abantwana abayisilinganiso ses-95% ekhulwini abaselawo lomkhuhlane kukanti abanye abaselampawu zawo. Umkhuhlane we-trachoma wona othelelwanayo ubikwa wande ukuhlasela abampofu njalo uletha ubuhlungu emehlweni. Ubangelwa ngeminye imikhuhlane eminingi emehlweni okwenza ukuthi inkophe zingene kuwo ziwalimaze. Abantu abedlula isigidi emhlabeni sebeyiziphofu ngenxa yalomkhuhlane, abanye njalo abasaboni kuhle kukanti abanye basengozini yokungaboni. Lowo bekungumbiko oveza umbono kahulumende weMelika. Kwezemidlalo namhlanje intatheli izindaba yethu Joseph Njanji usethulela ukuba amaqembu azadlala njani esigabeni saphezulu esecastilake Premier Soccer League.
Umqeqeshi weqembu le-Highlanders uMatinda Ndlovu uthi kuza kubancane indawo kusasa enkundleni eMandaba lapho iqembu lakhe lizabe livakatshele khona iqembu elihlezi phezu kwenkalane yemiklomelo ele-FC Platinum okuyilo njalo eliphakamise isicoco se-PSL nyakenye. Umfoka Ndlovu uthembise ukuba umdlalo wakusasa uzabe unathisa amanzi njengoba womabili lawa maqembu ethanda ukulichaya ibhola.
Into ekhona nje kuphela ukuthi khona you are rest assured ukuthi mahamba khona nani. You see a very good game of football more. We have not struggled when you play those teams that play abadlalayo. Udlala ibhola. That's what I think for sure. One to play football and one to play entertaining. So sizabalanda sizozibayisa.
Kweminye imidlalo yakusasa iqembu leBulawayo City lizemukela eleMutare City Rovers enkundleni eBapa Fields emdlalweni wamaqembu ahlezi emsileni wengalane yemiklomelo. Iqembu leRentals lizemukela eleShabane Mine ngaseNational Sports Stadium kuthi eleDynamos lizadlala leLinicroot ngaseRufaro. Ngensonto iqembu leChapungu lizemukela eleCapes United ngaseAscot Stadium. Iqembu leBulawayo Chiefs lizadlala leZPC Kariba ngaseLuveve. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikelana leLinkeze Platinum Stars ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leTriangle lizadibana leLechikeni ngaseGibo kuthi iqembu leHarare City lizadlala leLeyata ngaseRufaro. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday himself.
ngemva kokuhlupheka ukuthi aqede izifundo zakhe njalo ezithola isegoli esemba igolide ukuthi aziphilise. Umculi ubekezela Nkomo odabuka eWilonki eGwanda uzithola isengomunye wabaculi abalomdumo emazweni ambalwa ngezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika. Unkomo uxoxe lentathelo izindaba e-Studio 7 uMartin Ngwenya ngohambo lwakhe kwezomculo ngesikhathi eseCabron kweleBotswana lapho achiye abalandeli bomculo wakhe bekhathele.
Lo ngubekezela umfo kaNkomo ijaha elidume ngomculo ozothileyo owe Afro Jazz. Unkomo wazalelwa emangweni wematsetseni eGwanda.
Ngumntu kaNkomo ophuma khona leGwanda bakithi ematsetseni. Kodwa ngikhulela ngakhona. Mina ngikhulele ngapha kumama eWilonki, ngikhuliswa yintombi uGogo Masiziba. Umachinga mpela umbenzi Thobale, Zibale vule Thobele. Izalukazi zakhe eDwaleni kwaphuma manje. Yila. Ukuhlabelela kwaqalisa khona ngoba gogo bekungabantu besonto kuyabona i-brother ni siyasisondela phansi kwesihlahla somhwawa every day enkonzweni bekuhlatshelwa bekusiba inkonzo ngkhaya nxa kulalwa. So kusho ukuthi ngasengifunda-ke izingoma zonke zikagogo ikakhulu kade zithanda amahubo akhe akade wathanda.
OkaNkomo uzelwe ngemva kokuba iZimbabwe ithathe uzibuse.
Angisakwazi kumbe ngazalwa ngesikhathi se-Fraser kodwa kumnyaka wawuyona lo. Kodwa yes, ngama-80s that's when I was born.
Unkomo wasuka wayafunda koBulawayo lapho angena eHlathi High School kodwa uthi ngendaba zemali akasaphutshanga kuhle wasuka wasesiya kwenza izifundo zomculo eMakhosi Arts Theatre ngaphansi kwaConte Mhlanga. Yena odume kakhulu ngokubumba italente kwezomculo kanye lemidlalo yasestage. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi umumo womnotho weZimbabwe wangamanga kahle isikhathi eqeda isifundo zakhe eMakhosi ngo-2008, uNkomo walandela iningi walubhekisa eGoli ukuthi laye ayethola okungamphilisa.
Ngafika kwele South Africa zange kube lula ngoba of course ngangizitshela ukuthi ngizathola oringo bendilindile. Befike bethi woza sisebenze ndawonye, kakusabanga njalo. Ngazitholake sokumele ukuthi ngiphileke sengisebenza ukuklina, ngigezisa izimota, ngisemba imigodi.
UNkomo uthi kwathi ngelinye ilanga esemba igolide egoli kwafika ingoma wazibona isebeke phansi ifocholo eseyicula.
Ngithe ngisemba imigodi ngaleso sikhathi esandini kwavela ingoma ekhaya. Yayilamandla kakhulu ingoma leyo ukuthi ngabeka big parts. Ngakhipha ifoni yami endala ngayirekhoda imelodi yami. Ngithe ngifika endlini ngasengibhala chansi ukuthi ingoma le ngifuna ukukhulume ngayo. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ingoma ezithinta abantu kakhulu zingoma ezisuka zibhalwa ngeqiniso. Ngase ngizidinga ngaphakathi ukuthi kathi mina okuliqiniso kwami yikuphi okungangilalisiyo. Ngathola ukuthi ngile ntombi eyayikhathana kakhulu njalo ngangiyikhumbule. Ngase ngisithi kuyo, bekezela ngilinde ntombi yami, ngiyabuya dala. Shova malanga kuphela unyaka ngoba injiva zasuka zisehla ngoDisemba. So ngafuna amanyaka, iminyaka ijova amalanga kuze kuphela unyaka ngiyebona intombi yami.
Uthi bancindezela idlala dobekezela ngomnyaka 2011 kodwa noma nje abalodumo akuzange kube lula. Uthi wagcina ebeka phansi igadali wadinga umsebenzi endaweni yokudlela esebenza njengowaiter. Uthi kwathi ngelinye ilanga kwangena ucingo olwantshintsha impilo yakhe.
Ngelinye ilanga ngemva komnyaka ngisebenza restaurant kuvele i-phone call. Umuntu angithinta ecingweni Sibili ekuseni ngilele gwabo ngikhathele. Ngidinwe Sibili okumangalisayo uthi kimi, mfethu ngizingoma yakho. Maye ngaphakathi ngithi vele abantu baningi bezingoma yami kanti kwenzekalani. Athi ingoma yakho iyatshaya Sibili, kanti ngubani okufuqayo ngoba asikwazi kodwa ingoma yakho idume kakhulu. Ngithi akula muntu ongifuqayo ngiyasifuqa. Uthi kunganjani sisebenzisane, ngithi wena ungubani? Uthi mina nginguSipho Nyathela, ngiyimaneja kaNathi. Ngaleso sikhathi uNathi kade umetshisa. Hey, ngahle ngavuka ngahlala emphethini. Ha! Nakho-ke!
Uthi lokhu kwaba yikuguquka kwempilo yakhe, wanikezwa imali kanye konke okwakuswelakala ukuthi ancindezele idlalade lakhe, lapho afaka khona ingoma Ubekezela. Umculo wakhe we-Afrojazz uthakazelwa liningi, njalo ukubaculi abahlanu abaphezulu kwamanje kulolu hlangothi kwele-South Africa.
Siyabonga olivalelisayo, ngusithandekile Mhla.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.